Well, now to a bit of a scoop here at Radio National Breakfast. Yes, another one. Kate Bush, a singer with an unmistakable voice and exceptional talent, has just released her 10th album. And Tim Ritchie, you've got the only copy in Australia.
The only copy.
I had
to sign
that?
For it in blood, yep. And there's even a further scoop on that. There's 7 tracks to the album, and all 7 will be available from the Breakfast page from Wednesday as streaming, not as download, but as streaming. So it doesn't come out until Friday, so people will get a jump 3 days ahead to decide if they like it or not. Typical of this artist, too, is fiercely independent, fiercely controlling in a positive way of her own art. It is not a pop album by a long shot. Her work has never been. Wuthering Heights back in 1979 or 8, when she was still a teenager.
Ooh.
Yeah. She forced the record company to release that. They wanted to go with a different one, and she said, if you do that, I'll walk. And so she's a feisty woman, and now has an album that is called 50 Words for Snow, and we'll hear that title track in a moment. And it's whimsical, but it's not... It's of another world, in a sense. And on the radio this time of the day, it'll sit differently than the other stories. But I think let it sit for a minute, and it also goes for 8.5 minutes, so you won't get all of it. But you'll get a few of the words for snow. This is Kate Bush and 50 Words for Snow.
Swans are melting.
8:42 to go, Tim. It's beautiful.
Yeah, as I say, it's not necessarily what you do when you're racing to get the kids to school, but as an album, it's a really interesting expression of what she is doing, and the fact that you'll be able to get to listen to every track in its entirety, and some of them are 11 minutes long, on Wednesday from the Breakfast page, I think is a good thing.
A special treat for Breakfast listeners, courtesy of Tim Ritchie. Thank you very much, Tim. And Kate Bush, her 10th album, released here in Australia on Radio National Breakfast on Wednesday.